Hambly's Brand Source Home Furnishings, your custom furniture destination. Your style, your way. Visit us at hambliesbrandsource.ca. Love it, live it.
Ocean 100 weather brought to you by Hambly's Brand Source, 86 Kensington Road. Mainly sunny today with increasing cloudiness late this afternoon. Wind southwest 20 gusting to 40, becoming south 30 to 50 this afternoon. Today's high up to 25 with a humidex of 30. Cloudy with a chance of overnight showers tonight, a low 16. For tomorrow, a rainy Saturday, 10 to 15 millimeters of rain in the forecast and a high of 18 degrees. Download the Confederation Bridge app and stay up to date with travel conditions. Right now it's 15 in Summerside, 16 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
Ocean 100.
That's Leonard Skinner, Sweet Home Alabama, Ocean 100. I'll send that out to our good buddy Gary, who's in Sweet Home Alexandra today. We always do that.
Yes.
So, hey, Gary, thanks for listening, bud. 7:41, school buses are rolling on the roads one more time this week. And, few and far between for days left for school in the school year. So we got summer vacation looming large. Big time fun. Really excited for that. All right. So hopefully if you're writing exams today, you get through it with flying colors and you're able to just relax for the weekend and enjoy yourself.
I think kids don't have that much trouble relaxing.
Yeah, no,
I think they're going to be fine.
That's right. That's right.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Well, it gives me great pleasure to welcome Stephanie Knickel to Ocean 100's morning show.
Yes. Hi.
Good morning.
Many of us know Stephanie. She owns and operates iMotion Fitness, Mind, Body, Core, Fitness and Pilates Studio in downtown Charlottetown. She's also manager of campus and community recreation at UPEI. So welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I know you from over the years, and I know that you're going to keep us on our toes this morning, which I love.
I'll do my best.
Hey, that's a fun way to start.
No, I feel like, I know your family too. Lindsay's the same. It's that sort of quick thinking, and we'll have lots of fun. So let's start for people who don't know you. Tell us a little bit about you, where you grew up, etc.
Yeah, well, I come from away.
Yes.
I was actually born in New Brunswick,
yep.
In St. John in particular. And actually, we family moved here in 74.
Okay.
And set up shop just off North River Road by Simmons Sports Center. And grew up there, went to, West Kent, Queen Charlotte, Colonel Gray, and actually into UPEI as well.
Yes.
And this is home. Charlottetown and Prince Edward Island is my home. I'm proud to call it that.
So you have siblings. So you have some that are come from aways and others that are islanders.
You got
it. Because you have younger siblings
that
were born here.
Spread out a little bit. Yeah. So the youngest is an islander. So she's born and bred.
Okay.
For sure. You can tell by the way she talks. Definitely. And then my brother Craig is actually born in Nova Scotia. So we're a little bit all over
Maritime wide.
Maritime wide family.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I know from the time you were young, I assume you were playing sports. Like this has been a constant in your life.
Yes.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
And when you went on to university, you went to UPEI?
Did go to UPEI.
And you were an athlete there.
I was. I was a partying athlete. No, I'm just kidding.
I did a lot of everything.
I fit it all in. Yeah, no. So I was actually lucky enough to play basketball at the university with both of my sisters. Actually, it was the first time in Canadian history that three sisters were on the same university team.
Unreal.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah,
really I didn't know that that record.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah, pretty cool.
And there's some. I don't have the exact facts, but I know I've seen a picture before, and I giggled at it because you were a pageant.
I was a pageant girl. Yeah.
Okay. Tell
Sometimes
me about
I
that.
Try to forget that.
No,
that
we can't let you forget that today. What pageant or pageants?
Just like, well, with Miss Charlottetown
Miss
and then
Charlottetown.
Miss PEI, and then went on to the Miss Canada pageant.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I guess that's a little feather in my hat. I don't know. Some people would say, yeah. Sure.
I think it is. You have a sign, I think, or there's
I
something
have a
that
sign.
Was. Or your
my mom and dad were actually downsizing from the home we grew up in. They found these magnetic signs that they used to post on the sidecar doors of when you go down the parade,
yes,
and
yes,
Gold
yes.
Cup parade. And so my mother snuck it into my office at the university and put it on my door. So it's been there ever since. So anybody that comes to see me at UPEI, I've got my Miss PEI sign.
Well, I said to you that I think you should take that thing everywhere.
Yeah, there you go. Really lean into it for your branding.
I do have one quick question in regards to, and I think it's neat that you had such experience at UPEI and here you are working there.
Right.
But the benefit of sport and team sport, immeasurable, really.
Totally.
What did it teach you?
You know, I think actually my older sister Sue was such a great athlete. And she, when we moved here, there were really no female sports. She played a lot with some of the guys, soccer, hockey. She played hockey. She was into football at one point. And I think I idolized her at the time, and I said, I want to try sports. So I was never as talented as Sue was athletically, but I'll tell you what, it teaches you how to get along with others. It teaches you hard work, dedication, commitment, and also just being, you know, who you are and working hard. It yep. was really, through junior high, especially in high school, it became a huge part of my life. And I think it's part of, you know, positive development.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, mm-hmm. It is.
I agree. All right, Stephanie Knickles, our interesting Islander today. We have lots more. And I think you're going to help us with the weather coming up next.
Great.
Okay, good. You have been prepped on that.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Maybe harmful if swallowed.
Listen to over 500 radio stations from anywhere in Canada.
Why were PEI's home for trucks? Summerside Chrysler Dodge, where everyone leaves happy.
Summerside Chrysler Dodge.
All right, a little bit of help this time from Stephanie Knickel, our interesting Islander today.
Well, good morning. It is mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness late this afternoon with winds gusting to 50 and a high of 25. And tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers overnight. We have a light wind and a low of 16. Tomorrow, periods of rain, amount 10 to 15 millimeters, north wind at 40 in the afternoon, a high of 18. And right now, it's 15 in Summerside and 16 in Charlottetown.
And that is likely the tone we should use when referring to rain, I think. Yes. On a Saturday, too. We'll have more with Stephanie coming up in just a few. Plus, your celebration calendar for the Confederation Bridge. Don't go far.
And if there's someone you can't live without, then do so. Oh, oh, oh. And if there's someone you can join, oh, 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 be my, be my, oh, be my Yoko Ono. Whoa, whoa.
Bare Naked Ladies, Be My Yoko Ono. It's Ocean 100, 753. We are hanging out today with our interesting Islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Stephanie Knickel. Great to have you here with us today.
It's great to be here.
And the sun is shining, and it's a Friday, and everybody's in a good mood, and just like a ray of sunshine, you're in here to hang out with us today.
Now, I know we had said before, Stephanie owns and operates iMotion Fitness, Mind, Body, Core, mm-hmm. Fitness and Pilates, and that's a studio in downtown Charlottetown. Throughout the pandemic, and it's carried on, you became, I feel, quite well known for the videos that you were posting to social media. You kept people's spirits up. I know you kept me laughing. And what I love about the videos you post, oftentimes, you're dancing, you're doing exercise, you're showing us, I guess, a little vision into your world, but also being very authentic and very open
it's
and
very
honest.
Very real you.
Very refreshing.
Yeah.
And telling us things like, you know, like that even you, that sometimes it's hard for you to get yourself moving and doing these things.
Absolutely. I'm human.
You're human.
Mm-hmm.
But we look, I love that about you. What was it like to kind of get into those videos and decide, you know what, I'm just going to be my full self? Because not everyone does that, Stephanie.
Well, I guess, you know, as we age, we become wiser. We were talking about this a little earlier. And I guess during the pandemic, you know, you're in this bubble and you're with your people that you need to get out and away from. And I'm a social being. I'm a social person.
True.
And I always love making people laugh. I've always wanted to make people laugh. And I hope I do. I mean, that's part of what I'd like with the videos. But also just a little inspiration and a little bit of lightness in the day. Mm-hmm. If you're having a crappy time, having a crappy hour, crappy day, crappy month, if I do something that could make you smile,
right,
that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and there is that, and we talk about it here quite frequently, just the connection, right? Mm-hmm. That connectivity that someone reaches out or someone says, thank you, because of you I did this, or I got myself, like, it's...
And actually, I've had people I don't maybe know stop me in the grocery store and say, oh my God, you know, I saw that wine video, or I saw that. And I mean, it, you know, that makes me, that makes me happy. And that makes me, and I mean, I think as we age too, it's becoming, becoming more of who you really are and accepting who you really are and being authentic and genuine is really, for me, the way I want to live my life.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah, it does get more important as you get older, too.
It's very freeing.
And you look at yourself as you get older and realize, okay, I'm not 25 years old anymore. You sort of think that you are in your head, but every once in a while you walk by a mirror and go,
I know. That's
I do that too, guys. I know. Different reason.
And I know we're going to go into our celebration calendar shortly, but I read like there's this kind of trend asking women, like, what would you say to your younger self? Yeah. You know what I mean? So there is this kind of continual learning.
Yeah,
but
that
it is,
younger
I think,
self thing, that list is way too long.
Way too long. But it's, I wish I could. Yeah, I'm sure you could probably write a book.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we all have experiences. We all have life experiences. I've had some really, you know, not so nice ones. And I think those give you such a great tool to learn how you move ahead in life, how you accept things for what they were, what they are.
Right.
And you know, just try to find joy and try to find some really positive things that you can do each and every day.
Well, we've got some positive things right now, Darcy.
We do.
Wow, you're doing the segue today. I like it.
That was a good one.
I just threw to Darcy and he's probably like, that's not your job, Jill.
Confederation Bridge celebration. No, it's fine. Good throw. Good throw. Let's get into it for today. We're going to give away a couple bridge passes too. Big congratulations. Let's start it this way. Congratulations to Mitchell Wood and Nikki Brown. They're getting married in Charlottetown tomorrow. Best wishes on your nuptials. Hope it's a great day for you. Vanessa Dunn, Vice Principal at Glenn Stewart Primary, celebrating a milestone birthday. What's 4 times 10 is what they're saying.
Ooh.
I think that's 40. I hope you have a great day.
Oh, thanks,
love
Darcy.
All the staff and students. You're welcome, man. Sunday, Lisa LaFranche is 30. That's from Christine. Christine McKenzie from your 2 four-leggers and your hun, Carl. Dexter Beaton in Cornwall, happy birthday from mom, dad, your little brother, Dylan. Mike Murphy, who's out on the water fishing lobsters today, happy birthday. Got a nice message from your daughter a little earlier today, so thank you, and happy birthday, Mike. Kim Brown, the big 5-0, working at Kent today, wishing your godchild, Nicole Wilson, well, not mine, but Nicole Wilson, a happy birthday from Ann and Mike Arsenault in Abrams Village. Have a great day today, Nicole. Dana Scully in Stratford is 8, and Dwayne Gallant in Cornwall, 55.
Andrew Smith of Rice Point is 64 today. Happy birthday. And Mary Constable of Charlottetown celebrating today. Wedding anniversary. It's Edlo and Alice Gallant's anniversary. St. Edward's, that's 55 years. Happy 11th birthday to my beautiful granddaughter. Although I do have a beautiful granddaughter. Happy 11th birthday to Julia Trail. Have a wonderful day. And that's from Grammy. Enid Clements is celebrating today in Murray Harbor, 88 years old. And for tomorrow, happy anniversary, happy 22nd anniversary to Teria and Angela Frizzle from the boys, friends, and family.
All right. Happy 18th birthday to Will White. Will is completing grade 12 exams, final year at Colonel Gray High School. Tomorrow, happy 24th birthday to Kaylin White. Best wishes from.
Oh,
now, this is a big
party time in that
you
household.
Yes, all in the same household. Listen to the names. Morgan, brother Cal, mom and dad, super dogs. I think it's Gustav and Kai von Weitenstein or Weitenstein, and crazy cats Rue, Tom, Taz, and Sir Von Weitenstein or Steen.
Happy birthday, guys.
Yeah, that's a lot. So happy birthday, Will and Kaylin. Happy birthday to Brittany Daigle of Newton Road. Love Kim and John. Liam McDonald's turning 11. Happy birthday. He's in West Royalty turning 11. I think I already said that. My husband, not my husband. Sorry, guys.
This is your husband. It's the way this is written.
It's a copy and paste disaster is what this is.
Myron. I'm going to say, where did it go? Myron Benoit, love your wife, Gail, and your children, Braden, Alyssa, Chloe, and Myron is in Montague turning 41. Billy Summers, who is smarter than Scott Chapman? It's his birthday. Happy birthday to you. And Sunday, Carson Gillis turning 14. Love from mom, Jeff, Dylan, Selena, Carter, dad, and Shauna. Tomorrow, Dakota McWilliams turning 23 from your mama. Janet Clemens and Ponnell turning 62. Ed Smith in Stratford, 29 again. Val Henderson tomorrow visiting from Calgary. Happy birthday from her most favorite aunt, Jean. And tomorrow, Aaron and Sherry in Charlottetown turning 73. Oh my gosh, there's still more. Doug Livingston in Stratford turning the big 6-0 tomorrow. And happy 3rd wedding anniversary to Aaron and Ricky Chason of Summerside.
Oh, okay.
Big list today.
Let's give away a couple of bridge passes. Janice Marchbank and Felix Perry, congratulations. You got yourself a bridge pass. We'll get that in the mail. Stand by. Ann has news coming up next.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime.
With a high of 18. Download the Confederation Bridge app and stay up to date with travel conditions. Right now, it's 15 in Summerside, 16 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Okay, thank you very much, Ann. Great-looking day today. Let's tidy up trivia here for Robin's Donuts, and it's Friday, which means we're making a draw for a $100 gift card out of all of our correct answers this week. And again, got to say it, you can get five ballots. You can play every single morning and get five ballots in the draw every week if you get five correct answers. The average man will do this 2,340 times in their lifetime. I have had so many great answers today.
It's like, went to other places.
That's all right. That's so some of us have our minds in the gutter every now and then. It's okay. The average man will do this 2,340 times. Again, I've had everything from take a nap, get a haircut. The one I was looking for was mowing the lawn.
Mowing the lawn.
Oh. Almost 2,400 times you'll mow the lawn.
I mow the lawn.
I mow the lawn, too.
I mow the lawn as well.
Bam.
I also mow the lawn. You know what? I'm just going to back down on that. I'm not going to say anything. David Rooney, congratulations. You got yourself a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts. Congratulations. See what I mean? I'm a smart guy. I know when to back down.
So Jeff here. You know why I love that PEI sunshine in the spring? Number one, it means our customers are saving thousands by soaking up the sun's energy. Number two, it means...
We are walking on sunshine with Katrina and the Waves, eyes peeled for school buses, still making some drop-offs right now as we get into our Friday in the sunshine. Going to be a hot day again. High around 25 with the Humidex checking in at like 30 degrees. Yeah, this is the kind of stuff we're here for. Summer of 2024. Let's bring it on. Summer actually starts June 20th, so next week. Summer will begin. It starts late in the day, too. It's like June 20th at 5:50 or something like that. Not that...
Really?
We'll be counting. Mm. Anything, you know? Yeah, no, that's what the Google says.
I've already decided it's summer.
Oh, wow. Okay, then.
Feels like summer.
Thank you for that. You heard the sound of the ocean jet, and you will hear it two more times today at 12:10 and at 4:10. And Leah Doyle is our latest qualifier. Hey, one step closer to winning a pair of tickets anywhere that Porter flies in Canada. So congratulations and good luck on that draw, of course.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Terrific. Now the three of you are playing the Who Claps Last game.
Eventually this show will just be nothing.
Become that? Yeah, just be clapping.
There goes Jill.
No, I'm sorry.
I want to come every day.
We'd love to have you join us more frequently. Okay, now Stephanie, we've talked about your fitness, your exercise, your wellness. Like it's a part of your days. It's a part of your life, your career, everything. Tell me what it's like to be an entrepreneur, that you're interacting with folks and educating them and making sure that this wellness is a part of their lives.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I think I like to tie it into kind of the whole person and physical activity and physical wellness is just one piece of it. And it becomes, you know, about your mental wellness as well. And I've always been a little bit of a performer. So I always enjoy, you know, getting up and making people laugh and dancing, you know, is one of my, you know, passions. So I like to share kind of that. And I think movement, it doesn't need to be tied into anything specific, fitness or exercise.
Right.
I think any movement is great movement, whether you're walking, whether you're dancing, whether, you know, you just are sitting on a couch and doing bicep curls. Anything that you can do to move your body is going to improve, you know, your whole person.
Right. Yes. Yeah. No. And you make it look easy. But then you also admit that it's not always easy to get at that. So what's that like on those days? What is the voice that Stephanie Knickel is saying to herself on that day that she doesn't want to go for a run, but she does anyway?
I do. I think it's just really about being committed and being, you know, knowing how you're going to feel after and how it's going to benefit you. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's so hard. And when you're sitting on the couch, you're like, I'm so tired, but I know that going for a walk or a run is going to make me more energetic. It seems so not the way it's supposed to be, but it's so true. And I think just making it a habit, being committed and knowing. And also, I do have to, you know, I teach people.
Yes.
So I have to kind of, it's my incentive as well to try to keep myself at a certain, you know, exercise level or strength level or flexibility level so that I can actually, you know, keep up. I'm not a young chicken anymore.
Yes. And do you have, would you have folks that have been with you for years?
Yes.
Like that are in your classes for a long?
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, I started downtown in connection with the AFC downtown in 2005.
So I've had, a long time.
I still have clients for sure that are with me. I've grown, you know, through the years. And when COVID happened, you know, I made some adjustments. I've actually increased the space of my studio now and kind of, so I increased some offerings. And it's gone well. I mean, it's not, being an entrepreneur is not easy.
No.
It's not easy, especially when you have another full-time job.
Right.
So I have a great group that work with me. I've actually got hooked up with a fab biz coach, Callie Croken, shout out to you, during the COVID. And it really helped me with a shift.
Great.
And make some really good efficient changes. We talked about efficiency in life. And just really, really, I'm passionate about both things. And I will continue to do both things until I cannot.
I love it. What a great way to look at it, though, you know, and people know, I think people at the core know that you feel better when you're moving, when you're working out and stuff. What would you say to someone that, you know, and I think I know that for making it into a habit, right, getting into that habit and the routine of doing it is easily the hardest part of it. What can you say to someone who's been on the fence? They want to do it, but they just can't get motivated.
Well, I think one of the biggest things you want to do is choose something that you know you like.
Yeah,
or
true.
Can do.
Yeah.
It's not, don't go, if you're not into lifting weights, don't start with lifting weights. Start small, progress slowly. Like, it doesn't have to be all at once.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big fan of challenges or different things that you got to do something every day. I mean, we are not really probably able to do something every day. Our lives are busy. If you can get a 10-minute walk in, that's great. If you can get the next day, do another 10-minute walk or something that's very achievable that makes you feel like you're slightly successful, it's going to keep motivating you to keep on going.
Love it. Love it. All right. Some great words of wisdom there from Stephanie Knickel, our interesting Islander today. We'll have more with her coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. A healthy part of every breakfast routine.
Party like a rock star in Bob Cajun. Peaks Key presents Festival of Lights.
Low price. Stop into either our Charlottetown Mall or Granville Street Plaza in Summerside to get more information.
All right, you did so good the first time. Let's do it again, Stephanie. What do we got going on?
We are mainly sunny, and we are increasing cloudiness late this afternoon with winds gusting to 50 and a high of 25 today. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers overnight. We have a light wind, and it's going to be a low of 16. And tomorrow, sadly, periods of rain. Amount 10 to 15 millimeters. North wind at 40 in the afternoon with a high of 18. Right now, it is 16 in Summerside and 17 in Charlottetown.
You are good at that. We'll wrap things up with Stephanie Knickel, our interesting Islander, coming up after KC and the Sunshine Band. It's KC and the Sunshine Band. That's the way. Ocean 100. Hi and good morning. It is 8:26. Happy to have you here on a Friday. We have been hanging out with Stephanie Knickel, who is our interesting Islander today. And thank you very much for coming in here today.
Well, thank you. And when Jill kind of reached out and said, we want you to do, I said, you think I'm interesting? I'm like, that's really cool.
Definitely.
You're super interesting and you're very, very funny and multi-talented. We were just talking about the fact that you actually play piano because I asked you the question, when you were in the Miss PEI pageant or competition, was there a skill? Like, did you have to demonstrate that? Yeah. And what was your... What was your talent?
My talent was playing the piano. I played the piano for many, many years.
It's very impressive. Like, she really does everything. I'm pretty sure if we left right now that she would just be... She'd be taking care of business, no problem. Now, you have given us all some great messages about, you know, just kind of taking that first step for those of us who may be looking for a way to become more active. You have... fitness classes here in town, but there's other ways that you connect with people, isn't there?
Yes, So during COVID, I'm kind of flipped to go online and offer virtual fitness classes as well. And our mainstay is Pilates. I'm a firm believer that, you know, Pilates is the foundation for every bit of healthy movement.
Okay.
But hey, movement is movement. And so we do, you know, a lot of Pilates mat and reformer training, but I also offer other, you know, training and classes online through a monthly membership.
Okay. And for all fitness levels?
All fitness levels, all ages, all sizes, all genders, everything.
Everything. And it's such a connection with the mental, like the, that's the piece that really resonates for me, is that there is that connection with physical wellness and mental wellness.
100%.
It all goes hand in hand.
It does.
And one rubs the other's back very much.
Our, you know, it's our responsibility. I mean, we, you know, if we want to feel better, it's, you know, to move your body, you're really hitting a lot of those points at the same time.
Yeah. If people want to find out more about you, what your offerings are, just chat with you.
Absolutely.
You know, how can they do that?
Well, they can reach me at iMotion Fitness on social media. I have Instagram and Facebook. And also, I have a website too, iMotionFitness.ca.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not hard to find.
I'm not. I'm
She's not hard to find. We're so happy that you joined us today.
Yes.
You are like just, we only really got the tip of the iceberg, but Stephanie does so much. She's an outstanding athlete, fitness instructor, you know, community member. She's just telling us that she plays the piano for 16 years, former Miss PEI. We could go on and on, but we love her for her authenticity, for always showing up as her authentic self. So thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you for that.
Thanks.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Now with Kung Fu Action Grip.
This is Grace in the Ocean 100 Summer Fun Cruiser with Sandspit, celebrating 4.